So what kind of football fan are you? Are you the type of fan that will just shut the door when your team loses, not talking to anyone for the next, say 3 hours? Are you the type of football fan that shuts the game off when things aren't going your way and cleans up the kitchen and maybe runs a couple of loads of laundry? Or are you the type of football fan that puts things into perspective? I know that's kind of rare when it comes to football fans, but BSU's loss last week was only their first loss in the North. Certainly right in the thick of things when it comes to the NSIC North Division Championship, as long as they can put last week behind them. What's done is done. What's in your head? What's on your mind?
I was honest with them, and I said we certainly made things difficult for ourselves. Duluth has a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way, and the talks are everything from, you never know on a Saturday they could lose to what if we don't have an opportunity to play for that. We just talked about, what an honor it is to play, and why would you go out there and, not give everything you got the rest of the year. And it's been a great group of guys through all the adversity, and when they started out slow, they continued to work hard, and I'd be shocked if they don't the last three games.
This team does have a great perspective. Even first-year kicker Kyle Fodness says they put the loss behind them on the bus on the way home.
Any team, it's easy to be up after a win. Everybody's up after a win, but even after a loss, guys are frustrated and everything, but you see, I don't know how many times guys said, can't wait to play them next year. Can't wait to get back out there, because we've just got such a resilient squad, and that's just kind of the way the program is. And so, it's easy to be down after a loss, and we were, but I think right after that, you kind of transition to looking ahead to next week, and I think that's what we're going to be.
Last Saturday wasn't a total loss. Despite losing 38-10, Jordan Oskowiak scored a touchdown as your Bemidji State Beavers didn't give up till the end.
Oskowiak in motion. He comes in to stand by the tackle. Fake the handoff. Quick pass. Wide open in the end zone. Jordan Oskowiak, touchdown, Bemidji State.
They made it look so easy on that play.
Your Bemidji State Beavers will try to finish the season on a three-game winning streak. Starts with the St. Cloud State Huskies today and the Bonusa pregame show on Beaver Radio Network.